More sacks to the mill, here comes a fresh wit, that means without mittens, as you shall see, to handle a rump, that's all to be shit, Sir Reverence of the Company. And let other sinners that love a whole skin keep out of my reach for fear of a stone, for I'm like the hangman who when's hand was in said he had truss up 40 as 1. First I'll tell you whence this rump regnant came, when England to faction and schism was bent, by means of long peace to settle the same, our noble king summoned a parliament. A parliament which may make old men grieve, and children that ne'er shall be born complain, I mean such as died before they did live, like Harrington's rot and the engine of fame. This parliament, like a wild skittish tit, unmanned and unbacked and unapt to obey, would let neither prince peer nor prelate sit, yet stammel-nosed Oliver smelt out away. With pistol and musket he brought the beast under, and awed it so much and so far did prevail, that tamely he docked it, and to all men's wonder, he cast off the colt and saddled the tail. Which shortly began to kick at's command, and restive it grew, and left its true pacing, which made him resolve on his own legs to stand, and turn the ramp out of the stable a-grazing. The redcoats with breath like my lady's bum blast, this parliament snuff blew twice out and in, but north and west winds will so out it at last, that naught but hellfire shall out it again. Though now they tempt Monk with 1,000 per annum, in hopes that to worship his face he'll fall flat on, yet he's wise enough to resist and disdain him, and cry, "Get behind me, thou bobtail of Satan!" Right pat with St. George's this story will jump, poor England the damsel appointed for slaughter, and Monk the St. George to kill Dragon Rump, and safely restore to the king his fair daughter. The rump thus engrossed no more shall be played on, but now I will wet my pen, if it please ye, to joint it and show what foul parts it is made on. God grant that your stomachs prove not over queasy. Here's Lenthall once mouth to the parliament's mind, though he at length acted the fundament's part, whose speech was not breaking of silence but wind, and giving's the thanks of the house but a fart. 'Tis said he's now sick, and if 't be the pox, I'd wish him in time his disease to disclose, and call Dr. Bias, who's excellent at Knox, although his skill failed him in his own nose. Or let Jesuitical Pridian be got, of whose crumped humours the doctors come short all, and as for Sir Walter Pye, he had not died under his hands had he been immortal. But if his gold-greedy soul will be gone, out at postern gate he hath mong his waiters, at cat in pan pedant the way to make known, to the general rendezvous of all traitors. But many, I find this opinion, affirming that he has no real distemper at all, but feigns it, and like a prophetical vermin, runs from an old house that is ready to fall. If Ludlow the state of grace had been in, and kept himself safe from the committee of safety, for father's sake deputy fart he had been, instead of the force they called say the crafty. Next comes the Rumscatfly, the John, like driver, King Abjuring, Arthur, Sir, you, if I can you, are the bishops, Uriah, like Falwer, contriver, to get the fair Beersheba of their revenue. But 'twas a more carnal concupiscence that at Bristol Vicarage set you a neighing, which you enjoyed and occupied in the sense which puts pretty maids to pishing and fying. Nay, you like the Trojan adulterer swore to those that once saved you from the king's fury, that rather than Helen of Derezum restore their Troyan event in its own ashes you'd burn. But I dare no farther his passion provoke, for fear of a prejudice which it may do me, for with his own choler should he chance to choke, the hangman in action of trespass might sue me. Then have at Sir Harry the interest refiner, who's not of the church but society of Jesus, and can make divinity self-diviner, and model new heavens and new earths to please us. 'Twas he that injected the sublimed matter to late Lady Lambert, and she to the squire, which made him protector and parliamentator, and to be fifth monarch devoutly aspire. Like grub from sheep's tails, since the rump doth him throw, he'll creep to some placket of sanctification, and come forth a flesh fly next summer, and blow new maggots in church of more whimsical fashion. Methinks in his eyes the waters do gather, as if the Lord Stafford's dust troubled his sight. Perhaps he repents and intends, like his father, even in his own garter to do his ghost right. There goes the twice treacherous banquer out, sail away from Westminster wolves to Tower Lions bound, 'cause he from one treason to another did fall away, and will fall again, but not quite to the ground. The next is a politic penman that got land by his knavery more than his birth, and is his hope that Lambeth shall ever and ever be Scotland, and seat of an arch one but not of a bishop. Here's Neville, who to be made in the Scots stead a state secretary, did practice a new art, to the office by letters unto the house read. He courted himself in the name of Charles Stuart. Now see with a pox where Martin comes on, the seed of corrupt and sinful loins, who a worthy had been if as near Solomon, in wisdom as number of concubines. If in utter darkness there should be a failing of horror, the rump may furnish it with Squire Fleetwood to help out the weeping and wailing, and Sir William Brereton for gnashing of teeth. Now Mildmay and Whitlock and Lyle I might call in, and Master Lord Salisbury from Noble House, who seems not descended so much as downfallen, and others which well may serve a fresh muse. And now the rump set in the salt and monk hath offered fairly his own for to make it, but finding himself by the devil outdrunk, he honestly cries, nay, then let him take it. But forum when hence they go, such were their follies, above nor beneath their nor quiet places. King Charles is in heaven, in hell tyrant Knollys, who as God used Fleetwood will spit in their faces. Now mark what sweet morsels hell swallowed of late. There's Cromwell and Prideaux and Bradshaw, and there's he that made old Nick when he entered his gate cry, oh, my son Pride, are you there with your bears? And now I no longer will rake in this sink, but shortly the rump is for Tyburn, and then I'll tell you more of it, but you as I think. Do now stop your noses, and I'll start my pen.